street's not working.
Oh, I hear it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Whatever, we're ruining it, right? It's not working. Am I supposed to jump in? Welcome! Well, hello, everybody.
Oh,
that's just going to
be we're just looking at like a minute, let people, you know, the show just got started.
Okay. Boy, you sound awful. I need to explain.
Okay, we can kind of pan this down. I think that I was listening to some stereo.com. I was enjoying some stereo this week. I noticed that some of the more successful shows start their show with a minute or two of music just to kind of like, you know, because even if you're the fucking Flash, it's going to take you 5 seconds to get a notification and go, oh, I'm going to hit this. And you've already missed, you know, us some prime material, clearly. So I thought, like, you know, we can just have a little bit of
the snacks and the drinks that you got to get.
Yeah, you got to, you know, you. I mean, you could take your phone into the bathroom, but you want to get that business done first, all that kind of stuff. Especially if we're going to leave live feedback. I don't want to hear flushing in the background of live feedback.
No.
But yeah, like I noticed people did that. Well, that'd be nice. And we've actually got show music for this. We don't use, you know, this is original IP that you and your brother came together with and wrote for the show and performed for the show, and we can do whatever the hell we want with it. So like, yeah, let's have some gathering around music for people. So we're trying that. Also,
that song.
Who did? Is it just all your brother?
Yeah, it's my brother and his band, or his former band, My Stereona.
Oh right, I forgot that was a whole. It wasn't just a solo. So Kylo Ren and the Mysterious Ones.
Yeah,
is their Galaxy Far, Far Away name. I got a couple of topic suggestions tonight. People obviously, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is a podcast for our retro coverage of The Walking Dead season 10, episode 4, Silence of the Whisperers, that we just watched this week. Like I said, you can talk about whatever you want, but I got some topic ideas. Jim and I came out pretty hard against the licensed music on The Walking Dead. This episode was bookended by Heaven I Know by Jordy, or Gordy perhaps. And I didn't think it was a particularly good fit, nor executed well. It seems like a trend of Walking Dead. Are we being too hard on this? Like, have we just like sat in our ivory towers and not been keeping up with what the CW's doing and what's going on in Riverdale and Teen Titans and whatnot? And we're just missing the boat here. Let us know about that
episode of Riverdale, and the music in that is much better than this.
Yeah, and I watched synopsises of the others.
Right.
Also, am I the only one not feeling the professor's outlandish mace? I was looking for something to promote on Twitter tonight, and I was looking for images from this episode, and I noticed that there is a production still, I think, of him, you know, covered in blood, holding this thing clearly after he did the defense of the hilltop, and it's broken. His elaborate, like, looked like it's made out of the shifting gears on a 10 speed mace was like the mace part was all broken. I'm like, not only is this impractical and not very, but it just breaks on the battlefield. Do you ever watch that show, like, was it Forged in Fire or something, where dudes just make up these crazy, and ladies too, blacksmith and black Marys, forge these crazy elaborate, like, blunt force trauma and tridents and crazy broadswords? Have you ever seen that show?
I don't think so, no.
Well, they always judge it on like how cool it looks and how well it performs its ability. Like they take it to like these body analogs, and it's like, oh, it smashed a rib cage, and oh, look, it punctured here and got the lung and the heart. But they also, like, a third of the score is based on durability. Like, you know, if you hit something once and it just flies apart, it can look really cool and be devastating, but you're still gonna get a zero on that. And I feel like I don't know, I miss the days of the hatchet. What's wrong with the hatchet and a crowbar, things like that?
Well, you're not selling me very much on the nuke, because that's pretty much a single use item.
Well, okay. If you could forge out of steel like some kind of fucking one ring that with one mighty stroke fells 10,000 enemies, and yeah. then it explodes. Well, you got your money's worth. You'd have to swing a sword a long time to kill 10,000 people. So yeah, maybe if the weapon is badass enough, it can be single use. But I also want to talk about, because people have been curious, and I know I got asked the last few times we did live stream, not on stereo or anything, but there's been speculation, you know, the Walking Dead just announced that they're going to come out this summer of 2021, and people speculated, what could that mean? Well, we already know that the Fear the Walking Dead is scheduled to come out like immediately following these six bonus episodes of The Walking Dead. And that's going to run for 9 episodes. So that runs us to June, I think, 17th. Is that the... Let me look up that Sunday real quick. No, I guess it'd be like June 9th, 20th, I think, is what people are widely speculating. Maybe it's June 13th. Is speculated to be the return of The Walking Dead. That's based on them at the end of Fear the Walking Dead rolling right into the main show. Maybe they take a couple weeks off, but like summer doesn't usually mean like fucking like late August, right? It means June, sometimes May even, definitely July. So our idea, people ask, well, what are you going to do? We have exactly, if we just talk about the mainline Walking Dead, we've got 12 episodes left. And there's 13 weeks left until the new season of The Walking Dead. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to just plow through in one shot the rest of season 10, the main line of season 10. And then in that extra week we got, Jim and I are just going to watch the six bonus episodes and do a special podcast just based on tidbits, favorite moments, episodes that worked, just kind of like a roundup of it. And then that way we can start fresh with everybody kind of primed on The Walking Dead and ready to go for the new stuff whenever that comes. And if we got a couple weeks gap in between the new stuff coming out and the old stuff, then we will maybe, if they announce it and we get closer and it turns out we have 4 weeks. So maybe we'll actually do some individual or a podcast episode for every two of the bonus episodes or whatever. But that's the worst case scenario. If it comes like June 13th, we should have all of season 10 behind us, take the week between the seasons to catch up on the bonus material, and then we'll be ready for the thrilling conclusion of The Walking Dead, which is getting 24 episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season 11. It's going to be basically an unbroken year of us covering The Walking Dead.
Maybe
with season 10 being 22 and
I'm doing some math here, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so like if they run 8 episodes, then the show will run all the way till July 25th. And then if you go, that's just like 2 months away from their traditional like September, October starting spot. So I could see them rolling like the traditional half season of 8 episodes and then taking a little bit of time off. I mean, I do think they're going to spread this around the calendar. It's their biggest show still, and they're going to want to use it to lead into some of their other audiences. Try to give that stuff a boost in the arm.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, I don't, shows now. Still got Fear, you've got World Beyond.
Yep. And I just don't see them wasting wasting all their firepower on like all of 2021. So yeah. I think they're going to do 8, maybe they'll do 12 and then take time off. But then if they do that, they're going to go back 12. And like, I don't think Walking Dead has ever run over Christmas. Like they've always shut down a little bit, but it's like, it just doesn't add up. So I think they'll do 8 and then they'll come back and do their traditional 8 in the winter, like the late fall, early winter. And then they'll come back in like February or maybe late January and finish the series. That way they get like 3 quarters of coverage, summer, fall, and winter. So I think that's what they're going to do. And I think that also helped because I would like to spread this out for Bald Move purposes too, you know?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It's not one of our least popular shows. So
no, there's nothing that's
coming back.
Right. It's just that, like, man, it'd be nice to do pulp other than Bald, you know, The Walking Dead. And, you know,
yeah,
I know where there's also going to be some interesting Marvel stuff coming out about the same time. There's going to be some summer block, you know, there's some legit blockbuster movies that are going to be coming out. They'll either we can see on television or, you know, we get our vaccines in May. We can start in June and July, start going to see blockbusters again out in the theater. Like there's a lot of stuff and that, you know, those tend to be more pulpy anyway. Yeah. I hope they spread it out. It makes a lot. It's like 24, like we said, it's evenly divisible by three stretches, of 8 episodes. That seems to be kind of like, what they'd want to do. So
yeah, we'll see. And then they got the movies too, if they want to do those. You know, get Andrew Lincoln back in, do a movie to lead into a new season of one of their other shows. Who knows?
Yeah, and I haven't heard any. I haven't heard anything about, because like it, man, I would love to spec, because like I could see it'd be very smart for them to tie all those things together. Like I haven't heard anything about the Andrew Lincoln movie. I don't think they get that waiting in the wings. I do think they could turn it around. Like if they're like, you know what, Andrew Lincoln's movie's got to come out May of next year, because that's right when we're going to run, you know, we're going to run the old Walking Dead from February to April with a big push into May. Everything's bent, you know, so we got this big handoff to the movies and it's going to hand off to Carol and Daryl. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool to see like a penny pinched version of what they tried to do in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like Walking Dead is like, you know, consciously trying to like time events and, you know, get people all hyped up and tie in this and spin off that.
That's the formula now, man. If you don't have a cinematic universe, you're not living up to the full potential of the IP.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm cynical about that stuff, man. Like I'm already skeptical that there's enough appetite for year round Star Wars and it's just like, I love people, you know, you love the NFL, right? Would you love it more if it was on 12 months a year? Would you love it more if it was on 12 months a year, every night of the 365 days? Like what, there's 4 games every day. It's like, there's always a limit to where it's like, this is too much. And boy, if you're a science fiction zombie fan, I'm really, really pitying you with what's coming down the pike.
It's like Bald Move podcast. You like our Walking Dead podcast. Would you like it if we released 4 more every week? Because we do that.
Yeah, well, maybe.
We
do that, but then
we release a movie. We release prestige show. We release premium content. Yeah, there's too much.
Yeah, especially if you doubled that and doubled it again.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah well, lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content plus ad-free feeds.
So I also a note about next week. So this is the last show that we're going to do for The Walking Dead. That's on Wednesday night because we're having a hard time getting people engaged and showing up to the, you know, we're workshopping, trying to move this around, figure out where it lives. There's two possibilities of what we might do with Stereo. Obviously, I want to keep using Stereo in the future. And like when we catch up to The Walking Dead and start doing live shows, like instant feed, you know, like we'll start doing live watches and instant feedbacks and stuff like that. I think it'll be very easy to keep a nice organic conversation going. Just troubled now that like these are episodes everybody's seen. There's probably not a lot to say. It's like the special is one thing for the feedback show. So next week, what we're going to do is we record these podcasts for The Walking Dead on Tuesday at 1 p.m. That's when Jim and I do it. But, you know, it's always just me and him on the call. We're going to start doing that on twitch.tv/baldmove and kind of turn Tuesday into a mini working Wednesday. And we're going to do, you know, get together, kick things off, record the podcast with like minimal chat interaction. Kind of if you've ever been on a working Wednesday, kind of way we treat our podcast about movies. And as soon as we're done with that, we're going to still on Twitch. We're going to do a synergy stream. We're going to take our Twitch audience and do a feedback after show where we might consider some of the feedbacks we got in email. We might consider some other thoughts that we've gathered from the internet. And also, of course, people that are watching can just use stereo.com/baldmove to leave us a live message that we consider on the air. So we're going to try that and see if that generates us a little bit more feedback. Because again, we have trouble getting people talking at this particular date and time. Jim, we also have another thing to fall back on. Do we have any emails that we want to consider?
Not particularly. Somebody wrote in on March 1st and was
okay.
Telling you not to worry about apologizing for too much cult talk in your 10:02 breakdown.
Okay.
Because it's appreciated.
Okay.
That unique experience with it. So.
Yeah, I never know because like, it's one of those things where because it's not a unique and novel experience for me. I never know like, well, what is the limit of people's fascination on this? And I don't want to make everything about being in a destructive mind control cult, but. You know, when you're talking about the whispers and alpha and the hold she has on people, I think that a lot of that stuff maps over pretty cleanly. So, but I remember as soon as we got off the podcast on that, I'm like, do you feel like I went too ham on the cult stuff? And you're like, oh, no, I didn't think so. So,
yeah,
something I was worried about.
We do have an email from Michael from a few weeks ago, talking about these extra 6 episodes. And saying, without getting into spoilers at all, just saying they are basically going to go back and explore some of the things that we know happened but never actually saw on screen. Which I guess could be interesting. If it provides some context and can remain entertaining, I'm down for that.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll do anything cool. Like, do you remember we played the Michonne The Walking Dead Telltale video game? And they really did a lot to explore kind of like her pre-fall of civilization days, where she was a civil rights attorney and you kind of live through kind of her final moments of her family and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if they'll actually just treat that as canon, because that stuff was compelling as hell if they just flesh it out a little bit and, you know, just kind of run with that. Because it does feel like that's a cool theme that they can play on everyone's mask that they wear and how it helps them survive. And I can already think, like, I'd love to see Gary Payton, who plays King Ezekiel. Carrie. Maybe it's Carrie, but Gary Payton is the basketball player. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'd like to see, like, yeah, wouldn't it be cool to see, like, his, you know, pre-fall zookeeper type experience? And like maybe him struggling with Shakespeare in the park on the side and not be, I would love this. I think that's a cool idea to take like 6 characters. And I know we're going to get a Negan episode and there's already, they laid a lot of track about his wife. Yeah. That's a great idea. I'm so glad that they went with something like this rather than as initially reported, it was just going to be stuff they scraped off the cutting room floor because that sounded like garbage.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that either. I mean, we talked about that. I've got an elaboration here from Brandon from a few days before that. He goes into some, again, non-spoiler information. Says the background on this is that they originally slated 8 episodes of... the originally slated 8 episodes of 10B were wrapped and in production or in post-production when the pandemic hit. And they were able to finish the edit on everything except for the season 10 finale, which obviously... you know, released later in the year in October. Angel Kang said they were not able to do post on the episode properly in quarantine, and they decided to push the finale back several months instead of cut corners. And that's why, you know, it came out so late. Another issue they ran into as they started to write season 11 is how in the hell do you stage a massive group of walkers and scenes with a large cast, all while following social distance guidelines. And with the story they want to tell in season 11, they felt there was no way to properly do it until the restrictions are eased. So the solution was to push season 11 to 2021. And as a consolation, Kang and company wrote and produced six bonus episodes that could be filmed in fall 2020 under social distance production guidelines. And we can expect small, intimate bottle episodes featuring 2 to 3 main cast members, a la the beloved Clear episode of season 3, where Rick, Michonne, and Carl come across Morgan in the midst of a serious case of Morgalizing. So no cutting room floor footage. The episodes are all new. They're okay. Just scaled down.
That does kind of sort of imply that we're going to still be dealing with the Whispers in season 11, though. I was kind of hoping that we would get that wrapped up and then we'd move on to another plot line for the final, but I don't know, maybe I'm way off base because I hear like large cast of extras and I'm thinking it's got to be the Horde, right?
Yeah,
but on the other hand, like, yeah, I don't know, because we'll like see. Maybe there's this massive worlds collide thing where it's like the first post zombie world war where like all the different factions are banded together against the Georgia hegemony. Who knows? The Georgia money.
Yeah. The trash people come back in force.
Trash. Right. They've got their A's and B's all lined up to F the Alexandria's and the B's and everybody, the survivors from the Terminus shit. It's this one giant mega boss. Couple of claimers still kicking around.
Wow.
Yeah, that might be a direction they take it. But yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I'm talking to my ass. They could have wrapped up the Whisper stuff in style. That's why this feedback is so tricky, because like most of you people know exactly what happened and are like, womp womp. Yeah, like I said, that's why the retro stuff is pretty tricky.
Commission podcasts are an awesome feature here at Bald Move that allows you, the individual listener, to decide what we talk about for a single podcast.
The community loves it because it often leads to fun fan favorite films and TV shows that we've overlooked getting the coverage they deserve.
And we love it because we're constantly exposed to great stuff that's not even on our radar.
The way it works is simple. You go to support.baldmove.com and you click on commissions. Then you pay the flat rate for the commission and tell us what 2-ish hours of content you'd like us to make podcasts on.
Then we'll contact you for details, advanced feedback, and any dedications you'd like to make.
Then we watch the thing, discuss the thing, turn it into a podcast, and pump it right into your ears.
We get consistently great feedback on how much our commissioners love their podcast, and they make great gifts for the dedicated Bald Move fan in your life.
And who knows, that dedicated fan could even be you. Treat yourself. Check out support.baldmove.com for more info.
What else can we talk about from this episode?
Got it. So we don't have a moderator tonight, so I don't.
No, we do.
To moderate these while also listening to
we do.
Our conversation.
We definitely have a moderator for sure.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Is it not work? Is it like, as it looked like this, stuff got rejected.
Oh, okay. No,
I just don't think there's that many people biting tonight.
Cool.
So
we could do an abbreviated show talking about that stuff. Not too worried about it.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to write in. Yeah. If anybody wants to write a letter and stick a stamp on it and send it to us during this show, go for it.
We'll get it in 6 to 8 weeks. But yeah, we're going to try. It'll be interesting to see doing the live recording on Twitch and doing the stereo after that to see if it works. And the other thing we could do is bounce it. But I'm on, because like we are doing a promo for the stereo company to try to get, you know, users to their platform. It's too bad because they approached us with this deal right in the middle of our lull. Because I am excited to continue using it, and I think we will see success once we start covering live television again, especially in instant talk style format. I think people will really, really dig it. And we don't have to exclusively do that. You know, we can still pull from chat like we traditionally do, and this will just spice it up. And then maybe it'll even be the most popular or dominant type of feedback after a while. But it's just a bummer that we're trying to generate a bunch of interest in this reheated content. But yeah, I agree. Not force it, and then we can come back strong next week with the new format. The other thing is, like, because we were getting pretty good success and pretty good conversations around our our sci-fi movies, and we don't have one this weekend, so it'd be nice to, because we just got the double Star Trek episode since I've got a previous engagement earlier in the evening. We can see how next Tuesday goes, and if it's like nobody bites on that too, then we can just bring it back to Sci-Fi Sunday and come up with a real cool sci-fi and science fiction movie to talk about, come up with some topic suggestions, and then have a little after movie discussion. Because again, that seemed like people were enjoying that, and we were kind of building an audience. So, but yeah. Like I said, we're just playing with this, and we'll see how it goes. Thanks for everybody that did show up tonight and supported the show. Really appreciated that. Thanks again for a moderator who got an easy night. And thanks Michelle, for always being willing to help out. And we will see you guys next week on The Walking Dead. Again, Tuesday at 1 p.m. on twitch.tv/baldmove. We're recording the episode live. If you want to see it the moment it's recorded, that's how you do it. And then immediately after that, we're going to get on stereo.com/baldmove to do a wrap-up/feedback show. And we'll see how that goes. All right. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.